Hello, and welcome to the Polymath Polycast. This is the fireside micro-polycast, little short chats that I do. Now, the reason why I explained it like that is I just got back from the Podcast Movement 2023 conference. This is the first conference I was ever able to attend to, and I'm really excited to share with you what all I learned. And in going there, I had to explain my show so many times. And one thing that I had to explain is that I had more than one episode type. I didn't just do interviews, I also had short form content and even medium length content. And that kind of confused some people. I truly believe that having a long form, medium, and short form, or at the very least the two extremes, long and short, will allow you to reach a greater audience. Perhaps someone wants to hear from you, but they're only going on a short walk or a short drive and they can only listen to a short episode. And they don't want to start a full-on interview just yet. And so having these multiple different series is a great way of having a very diverse podcast channel feed, if you will. And in this conference, I managed to make a lot of connections and talk to a lot of people. And yet, there was one thing that came to mind that I really wanted to share with you all. While these fireside episodes are 3 to 9 minutes long, I do sometimes do quote-unquote polycast episodes, which are just bland name, but just polycast, that are maybe 20 to 30 minutes long. And those are just a longer version of these fireside chats. But perhaps what I can do is rebrand, because I think what's going on here, and it'll help simplify my show, is that I have my Polyan content series, and I've been very adamant about making that my main series. But since that, I've been having such a hard time keeping that consistent as the interview show, and people don't necessarily realize when they see a Polyan content episode pop up in the feed that that's part of the series. Perhaps what I could do is create a separate channel feed for that and just have it as a Polyan content feed. That might be an interesting way of doing it. I'm not quite sure exactly how I want to go about doing that yet, but that's a whole idea. And I haven't decided fully whether or not I want to get rid of it from the main channel, which would lead me to have basically two or three on the main thing. I would have my interviews and the fireside micro polycast like you're listening to now. And with that, I could essentially just extend the range from 3 to 9 minutes to 3 to 30 minutes. I just have the micro polycast just be those short form episodes that could be anywhere in that time span. And while I don't generally do 3 minute long episodes, so 5 to 8, something that's pretty common for me. But that way, if I ever have a polycast episode, I don't have to call it a polycast. I can brand it as that fireside chat kind of thing. And I think that will help get people more interested in it because they're going to know what kind of style of episode that is. And while I have multiple different kinds of interviews, and that's going to complicate things down the line, I've noticed that the Round 2 podcast has really just been continuing interviews. I tried doing the 30 to 45 minute range for the Round 2 podcast, and it seems like at least half of them are going for a more hour-long or over-hour-long range, which is fine with me. I don't mind being long. I just thought it was kind of interesting how those episodes tended to be longer anyways. So while I was trying to aim for a middle length, they ended up being longer just like the regular episodes. It's like, okay. And then the sequel series that I'm going to make down the line, the Triple Threat, where I have two or three people on at the same time, those are going to be long form anyways. So really, in all seriousness, I don't have to really brand that as a separate series. They're just interviews for the Polymath Polycast. So I have the interviews and the fireside, and that would be it. And that would simplify the branding a ton, allowing me to get a greater audience for you guys all to benefit from. The more audience that are listening in, the better episodes I can make. Now, to the conference itself, I managed to meet, I don't want to say 1,000 people, but close to 1,000 people during that time. I had gotten there on Monday, left on Friday, and it was just an amazing experience to meet so many awesome people. Everybody with their own type of shows and that kind of thing. I even got to record my first in-person interview with Junaid Ahmed, Super Junaid, who had come on the show before on the podcast. And so that was a really fun experience, and that episode's going to be coming here soon once I get that all edited and finalized. And that's honestly just going to be treated as a Round 2 podcast episode, just kind of a shorter one, because we only had so much time to actually work with, and I also wasn't quite fully prepared for a full Round 2 episode. But it is just interesting to think about how that changed how I felt about my show. I really do want to do in-person interviews. That felt amazing. I loved it. It was completely off the cuff. I almost thought about making a whole new series thing like Off the Cuff Polycast or something like that. But I think it's just Round 2 is probably a good idea. I might even do another one with him that's digital, so that way, or, you know, Riverside based, so that way we can actually do a full episode on it. But that was such an amazing experience, and I really want to do more of that. I also realized, too, that there's a lot of amazing podcast hosts out there, and while I can't necessarily move my main Polycast feed from that new host, I can always start a new podcast. And while moving the Poly in Content series would not necessarily mean that I am changing the format, per se, I'm not doing anything more by making that into a new podcast, because I'm already trying to do that anyways. And by having it in its own series, at least then they can know that, okay, it's going to be very sporadic because that's what it's for. And honestly, like, I think that's a good idea. And I even found some cool tools like Ausha, A-U-S-H-A, and they might have a great way for me to actually make that series even more effective. So I don't know. I think that by treating these things as slightly separate arms of my content, that's the better way for me to go about it. But I really do believe in having everything in all one channel, but I realized with the gaming channel that the gaming stuff that I wanted to make was already going to be very sporadic and very generalist for gaming channels themselves. And that niche, what I was going to be doing, is already very kind of out of the box. And to try to do that on top of the Poly Innovator channel, the main one, I think that would have just been way too confusing, way too much stuff going on. I don't believe in niching down, but I do believe that your channel should have some sort of theme that niche or multiple niches could fall into. Poly Innovator is polymathy. That's what that niche is about. Gaming channel is about gaming. So that gaming niche is, it could mean so many things. It could mean streaming. It could mean let's play videos. It could mean review videos. So it has a whole bunch of that stuff already built into it. The Poly and Content series was just a way for me to be able to go about making my content in an efficient manner. It had nothing to do with the actual topics themselves. And so that was kind of going through my head when I was going through the conference. Like, I was trying to explain it to people. I even got on the plane going back to Colombia, and someone was looking at my podcast right next to me. When she looked at it, she got confused when she saw a Poly and Content episode. And I think that's something that's really important to notice, is like how people interact with your content. And so I really am gung-ho about having Poly and Content in my main channel feed. But I need to also learn and adapt. And I think that's something I learned from this conference too, is that while I might be a social person, I need to adapt to this new environment more carefully and slowly, because I definitely was way worn out at the end of it. And while this episode is not quite so much about the conference itself, I'm actually writing a blog post about that I'll put this podcast into. This podcast movement conference is what made me start thinking about this more. And it made me think about a lot of other things too that I'll probably throw in these fireside micro episodes too. So this episode's already getting around 8 minutes long, and that's not even including the outros and stuff like that. So obviously I'm still going to keep this shorter form for, I think, a lot of them. But from now on, I think we're going to market all polycasts, the medium-length polycast, as just fireside micro polycasts, because they're micro still. Compared to my interviews, they are still micro, even if they're 30 minutes. And so I think that's a great way for me to move forward and for simplifying the podcast feed for you, the listener, so that you can know, okay, it's either going to be an interview or it's going to be just a simple solo cast. Boom. Thank you for listening.